Time now for Chatting with the Chief with a coach of your St. Louis Blues, Craig Berube. Brought to you by Fisher Window and Door, your Marvin dealer with showrooms in Brentwood and East Alton, Illinois.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers, Cardinals World Series champion Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. And let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. It's our weekly chat with Craig Berube. Coach, how you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. First question I have for you is, how fired up were you watching your goaltender try to destroy the entire San Jose Sharks team a couple of weekends ago?
Well, yes. You know, tough situation. You know, he's not happy. We're not happy. He gets pulled, and he's an emotional guy, bitter, and he gets fired up at times. And I had no problem with what he did.
We didn't either. We loved seeing it.
Yeah,
Chief. It had to be a little bit of memories of Hexie back in the day, Ron Hextall, when you guys were in Philadelphia together.
Yeah, Hexie used to do, he'd get fired up too like that. They're goalie, there's not a lot of goalies like that, but there, obviously there is a few, and Hexie is one of them. Bitter is in that little bit of the same category. He behaves a little bit better than Hexie did, but, they're emotional guys. They get charged up, and they get upset, and, sometimes they let their emotions out, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, I thought our team, took it to heart that, we weren't playing very well in front of him, and gets pulled. And, I thought that our game got better after that.
Emotions are a beautiful thing, right? Either way, gets the crew pumped up or great things happen for you, and you got emotions there. The great things happen for Dakota Joshua. The young man gets called up. Improbable, right, that he's in the NHL right here, right now. His first game, he gets a goal. I know you had to be stoked for Dakota.
Yeah, it's always exciting for a young guy to even play his first NHL game, but get a goal in his first game is obviously over the top. We were all pretty pumped up for him, his teammates, everybody. He's done a good job. Pretty impressed with him so far, coming up and, not knowing a lot about him. But he was playing well down in the minors, and, he's come up here and he's done the same thing. I think, he's kept it simple, and he uses his skating and his size, and, he does all the little things right, to be honest with you. His details are really good right now.
Chief, this has been an ongoing thing since Dakota's first goal. I got to hear Jamie's breakdown of his first goal. It was a fantastic moment. We had Braden Schenn on earlier. He talked about his first goal, Winter Classic 2012. What was your first goal?
I think it was against Tom Barrasso and the Buffalo Sabres, I'm pretty sure.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, I think I was out in the long line with Ron Sutter and Rick Tuck. I probably was out there too. And it was kind of just a bang, like a play right in front of the net in a crease where most of my goals were scored right around that area. And banged it in. He probably should have had it, but I got lucky.
Chief, I would have expected that you maybe would have been a slap shot goal. You had the big clapper coming down the wing. I remember you liked to unload that thing.
Yeah, it took me a while to get it off, though, Jamie.
Funny, though, you seem to get a lot of room around you to do it, though.
Yeah, at times I did.
So, Chief, I was talking when BT and I were talking about, asking you about your first goal, we both giggled and said, well, he definitely remembers his first goal, but does he remember his first fight? And so, who was your first fight, and how did it go for you that night?
My first, I fought in exhibition games my first training camp. So, not counting those, that's exhibition. I think my first pro game I got called up was against Pittsburgh Penguins. And I got the guy at the tip of my tongue, the name of the guy. it doesn't matter the name of the guy. What does matter is I played like probably, I don't know, I think 5 minutes of ice time, and I had 56 penalty minutes.
Nothing like leaving an impression.
10-minute misconduct, had it all.
Chief, was Tony Horacek in the organization when you were over in Philly?
Yeah, he was there. I actually played with him in the minors a little bit too, and then up with the Flyers. Yep.
So the old Hershey Barn, Horacek was playing down in Hershey. It was my first year in the minors, and I don't know why I thought it was a great idea to go after Tony, but I finished third that night. It wasn't very much fun.
he's a big boy.
Yeah, he was bigger than I thought. At the time, I think I maybe had a Crown Royal because apparently I was a rabbit that thought I could fight a bear, and it didn't go very good.
That happens to everybody.
Real quick, Chief, I'm just going back and looking at a game here, March 22nd, 1987. I'm looking at the penalty summary, and I see first period here, Craig Berube, roughing, 2 minutes, no big deal. Second period, 2 minutes for instigating, 5 minutes for fighting. 10-minute misconduct that you just mentioned, another 5 minutes for fighting, a 2-minute instigator, and then you were all quiet in the third because you were probably gone. Is that sound about right?
Probably out by then.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
That's the way to make an impression.
So, Coach, Jamie just said it there. Did you ever get into it? And listen, I know you more than held your own in most of the fights, but was there ever a time, like Jamie just said, where you get out there and you thought that, you know what, I wish I hadn't tried to take on this dude right now because he's either a lot bigger or maybe the reach is a little bit longer than you thought. Was ever a situation like that?
Well, I mean, there's always times where you don't do very well in fights. One particular time was we played the Boston Bruins. I think it might have been my first game against the Bruins, and Rick Tocchet and I were skating around a warm-up, and he's like, man, they got a lot of guys over there, like, you know, talking, like, they had a lot of toughness on their team, and I said, I'll take them all on or something. I was pretty cocky because I was up from the minors. I was doing a lot of fighting down in the minors and stuff, so I ended up fighting Jay Miller right away, and I was actually doing pretty well in the fight, but Jay was the type of fighter that, you know, he the longer it went, the better he got. And he eventually got me kind of wrapped up, and he'd give it to me pretty good at the end. I'm in the penalty box. Okay, not too bad. So I get out of the penalty box, and my next shift, I go out there, and I run into Lyndon Byers, and I fight Lyndon Byers, and I really got – he really gave it to me. I kind of got tied up, I just couldn't get it going, and I didn't go down. He kept punching me, and I had to leave the game, go to the hospital. I had all these cut, like, just different things that I had to get my face looked at. It was pretty bad, but a few days later, Mike Keenan calls me in the office. And he goes, yeah, you didn't do that great in those fights. No big deal, but we're going to send you to the minors.
Oh, man.
Back down to the minors.
Well, that was a tough dance card, though, Chief. You take on those two guys, that's no joke.
No, they're tough. I mean, they're both really good fighters back in the day. I know that Jay Miller and Brownie fought a lot. And I ended up, playing against Boston again not too long after that, and ended up fighting Lyndon Byers again. But, they're tough. All the fights are tough, to be honest with you. You're fighting up there. You're taking on somebody that can handle himself.
Yeah, and I will say this, and for Brad and for Anthony, if you do YouTube and go check out Chief's dance card, I call it, I've never seen Chief really, he probably won't admit to this, but never really see him look like he loses, right? And Chief, he always did a great job of that, and you always had the right hand going. It's like you didn't need the left at all.
Not a lot. I didn't use the left a lot, a couple times here and there, but not too much. I'm basically right-handed, so tried to throw punches quickly, and I did a lot of boxing when I was younger, so I knew how to handle myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will get into this another day, but there is a tough man competition that you did enter as a teenager when you were using a fake ID or you lied about your age. We'll get into that another time. But while we got you on the line, the boys, we talked to Shenner earlier. The boys are lounging by the pool, enjoying the day. Certainly, you know, obviously celebrating a couple of wins in a row here. This is big for the team in the standings, big for the team overall. How did you guys feel leaving that Anaheim series last night, having put together three power play goals and, you know, bringing quite a bit of offense in the last three games?
Yeah, the offense has really come alive for sure. And the power play. Special teams were real big last night in the game. I thought our kill's been really good, even though we gave up one the first Anaheim game. But it's been really solid for a while now, the kill. And I think the power play is really starting to come now. Last night was a pretty good example of that. Getting more pucks, just attacking more. I think a little bit of chemistry is forming there with those guys, which is good. So, but overall, I think our game, you know, we played pretty good hockey. I mean, there's obviously some, you know, the goals against is a little bit high. We'd like to get that down a little bit, but we're finding a way to win games right now, and that's important. You know, I think the guys are feeling pretty good about themselves. Like Anaheim, you know, they're not easy games. They're tough games, like all games. They're all tough. San Jose game too, same thing. They're tough games. They're all going to be hard games. And, you know, we got to realize that going into every game that, you know, you got to play real good hockey to win. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, look, every win counts, and they're all a great thing. And we wish you guys nothing but the best coming up here against L.A. the next couple. You guys owe them a little something. So go take care of business, Chief. Enjoy the day out in L.A., and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on, eh? Take care.
Thank
you. Thanks, Coach.